Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Cody Till with Championship Bull Riding, and you're listening to Cutting Up Radio.
And good evening, and thanks for joining us here on Cutting Up Radio for CBR Mondays, presented by Evan Williams Bourbon. Make sure you check out our friends at Evan Williams Bourbon by visiting their Facebook page as well as their website, evanwilliams.com. Now, Cicely's joining us this evening, I believe, and we're really excited to have her with us this week. We had an off week last week. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July. Hi, Cicely.
Hello. How are you guys this week?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Just trying to get everything gathered up and in gear, ready for Cheyenne.
Yeah. Well, we see the Cowboy Crossroads website is moving right along. You're adding new things all the time.
Yes, I have got our Facebook up and going, and my main website, the designer, should have it finished in the next week or two. So hopefully it'll be up. So if people don't have Facebook, they can still check everything out at cowboycrossroads.com on the web.
Yeah, exciting, exciting. Well,
yep.
Tonight we have a great show. We have Chandler Bounds joining us. He is the 2011 NFR Rookie of the Year for the PRCA and has qualified for the CBR World Championship in 2010 and 2011. And I believe he's going to be at the 2012 event as well. And so he's here this evening to share a little bit about how he's been recovering from his surgery and all that good stuff. So we're welcome to have Chandler joining us this evening. Hi, Chandler.
How are you?
Doing great. So tell us, how has life been treating you?
Well, it's been kind of slow for these past 2 months here. I mean, I pulled my groin back in, right before June, and then I set out for about 4 weeks, and I got on a week before Reno in Sisters, Oregon, and messed it up again, and I had to have surgery on the 26th. So just sitting in Lubbock right now, going through therapy. Been doing lots of underwater therapy and been running and walking every day since I've had my surgery.
Wow. So tell us, how has that been for you? Because we know you are the go-getter in bull riding, never stop. This has got to be real challenging for you, is to be able to kind of hold yourself together mentally as well as physically, overcoming the adversities that this injury has brought to you.
Yes, ma'am. It hasn't been too much fun missing the busiest time of rodeo right now, the Cowboy Christmas. I mean, it's hard to sit at home and just watch myself drop out of the top 10 of the world standing, still about 20th now, I think. But, all them guys are out there rodeoing. I wish I could be out there with them, with my traveling partners out there on the road winning money like they are, that's for sure.
I bet. I bet. I think you're going to have a good comeback. So when are you going to be coming back to riding again?
Well, the doctor said 7 to 8 weeks for going through therapy, and so I'm planning probably the second week in August.
Well, cool. That's
yes,
not too
ma'am.
Far away, so count down the weeks,
yep.
Huh?
Yep, I'm going to miss Cheyenne and the CBR finals at Cheyenne, so that's not no fun.
I know. Where are you
going
to go?
I think he's riding, but I was just to say, I think he's going to be there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to show up there.
Cool. I know. Was this the way I interrupted you a minute ago? Were you about to talk?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
That's what I was just going to say. When originally, he had plan, Chandler's plans were, as we talked to all these guys with injuries, how their mindset is, oh, they're going to have surgery or be out for a week or two and then come back. And I think his plans going into surgery were to be back by Cheyenne. But, the thing is just like Cody Till, I mean, Chandler's playing it smart and, going to take a lot of time off that they need to be off to heal up to be ready to try to compete with them to make it back to the NFR. And, he has plenty of time to make it, to catch up with those guys coming back, because there's still so many rodeos left in August and September. And then our season, CBR season, starts back over at the 1st of August for the 2013 season. So, it's not like it's, you're out the whole time because things are starting back. PRCA season's ending or getting ready to end. He'll have 2 months left there, and then our season starts back up. So You know, he's not going to miss too much time out, so.
Yeah. Well, when you do come back, you're going to be coming back strong. We know that for sure. So look
yes,
out, ma'am. 2013.
That's what I'm hoping, 110% come the second week in August. There's three tour rodeos that, like the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. There's three tour rodeos to go to. So hopefully come back that weekend and win a bunch of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Vegas, I guess it stops. Cicely, you know more than I do about this, but the PRCA wraps up in September or October?
Yeah, no, the
it's
last week is September.
Okay.
Huh?
I think it's the last
the
week in October, isn't it?
No, usually it's the last week of September.
Oh.
Unless they shifted the dates again. It's usually around September the 30th, unless they shifted dates again, and they may have. You never know. But typically, the last, or you know, recently it's been you know the last week of September that it ends, and the new season starts back over in October, even though their finals are in December. So.
All right, that might be it.
Yeah, usually it is. I'm pretty sure that's when it is. So you still have plenty of time to catch up. But anyway, I think. Chandler's got some other opportunities in his pocket that I don't know that he can speak about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about if
we
I
better
can speak
zip
about
it.
That yet, if I'm be able to.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be to come in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't want to
yeah.
screw nothing up. Leave it to us.
That's right. That's right.
Leave it to those darn women. No, anyway,
right.
Chandler, are you still attending college and, you know, are you able to continue your studies and stuff now, or have you kind of just taken a break from that as well?
Well, yes, ma'am. I got my 2 years done. I'm just going to kind of take a break from it and try to rodeo pretty hard again. And, I mean, I don't want to – I'm still young, so I want to rodeo as hard as I can while I can be healthy and in the next few years, and then I might attend college.
Right.
I'm done.
You're
going
to be like Cicely, huh?
Yeah. Do it whenever you can.
Cicely
that's cool, though. Yeah. I know. She's a Jackie of all trades. I mean, if she ever gets out of this bull riding industry, she's got so much on her.
Yeah,
she can
do anything.
I know.
Just multitask.
You're a great leader, so we
right.
enjoy that. Now, Chandler, what do you want to? You know, you're going to college. What are you actually studying in and to become? I mean, what interests you other than, of course, bull riding? But if you ever choose to get out of bull riding, what are we going to see you doing?
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about that. I mean, I did all my basics.
I think that his job is going to be a Casey Fields side helper.
Yeah.
He's been in Utah spending a lot of time with Casey Fields and those boys, so I think you can tell them what you've been doing up there.
Yeah, well, up there at Casey's, we've been, I was running the dozer, flattening out in front of his house because he's building the arena, and then we're building a bunch of pipe fence up there on his place. But we would work till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then we'd go to the lake for the rest of the day.
That's a great job to
I mean,
have, huh?
Yeah, we worked early in the morning and then till about 2 or 3, then we went to the lake and had fun and played the rest of the day.
That's
but
cool.
While we did work, we did build fence and pushed a lot of dirt with the dozer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I bet he's an amazing mentor to you as well. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he is. He's awesome. I mean, he's a guy to definitely look up to in the rodeo business. I mean, a guy that goes and wins $500,000 in a year in a truck. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, is he letting you drive the truck?
I get to drive it every once in a while. Maybe pull the boat down to the lake and back in there, but that's about it.
Yeah, Chandler has a pretty cool vehicle of itself that is sponsored by Bloomer Trailers and
yes, ma'am,
tell them about your van that
fixed
you up.
Yeah, Bloomer Trailers did a conversion in a Sprinter van that I bought after the finals, and they did an awesome job on that. They put 3 bunk beds in it, a couch, TV, refrigerator. So got an Xbox in there. I mean, it's pretty decked out. Yeah, thanks to Bloomer Trailers. They did a great job on that.
So you're styling down the road, huh?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Very cool.
It's very nice.
I think a lot of the guys like to travel with him because they have a nice place and a PlayStation in there to play around with while they're going down the road.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Comfortable traveling down the road.
I'm very sure. Chandler's chauffeur.
Yes, ma'am, pretty much.
That's cool. I mean, you got to have fun when you're out there on the road, so you might as well have fun and luxury, huh?
That's right. You got to have fun and get all your rest in while you're traveling up and down the road so you can be feeling good whenever you get to the next rodeo.
Yeah, exactly. Now, hey, Mike Macy had nicknamed you Baby Bull. Tell us about that nickname.
Well, I was in high school, and Mike Macy, his son was a little younger than me, Aaron, and he roped, and Mike was always at the rodeos, and he'd always see me in the I was always little, and I'd get on all the big bulls, and I could stay on them, I guess, and he started calling me Baby Bull, and probably since I was a freshman, sophomore in high school.
That's cool. Now, do you have any new nicknames now that you've grown up a lot?
No, ma'am. I don't think so. But I know of.
You probably get called a lot of things, but you just kind of overlook it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Winner and champion sound good, though.
Chan Man or Baby Boy, that's what he gets from me.
Yeah.
I call and check on him when he does. I tell him, how's Baby Boy doing today? He's like the littlest one, him and Trey Benton on our crew. So.
That's cool. Well, I mean, it's always good to be, you know, the young one, because everybody kind of respects you a little bit more, huh? No?
I don't know about respect you a little more, but... It's good to see all these young guys coming in there and beating everybody, though, like Trey winning Jennings the other day, Saturday night, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Yeah, that is. You know, being able to see your friends and your traveling partners be successful at what they do, I mean, that's got to be inspiring for you as well and give you, you know, more of an internal drive so that when you're able to get on the next bull, you're going to be ready to go. You know, I bet that's... You guys kind of keep each other pumped up and energized, I would say.
Whenever all your traveling partners are doing good, they're out there winning money. I mean, that keeps the whole crew pumped up. You're always confident. You're always feeling good about yourself. Everybody's going at it 100% every time and trying to just ride and stay on and compete for first, second, and third, and fourth. I mean, that's the best part about rodeoing when everybody in your crew can win a check.
Mhm. Well, you know, one of your fans here in the chat room is asking, "What does the dollar signs on your boots mean?" I would think that means luck to win some money, but what does it mean?
Well, my middle name is Cash. I got that from my great grandparents. That's what their main name is Cash. So it's my name is Chandler Cash Bounds, and always wanted the money signs on my shaps and represent that name, and got them on my shaps and boots.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, hey, what type of boots do you enjoy wearing?
Justin boots, best brand.
Very cool.
Yes,
now,
straw hat.
Straw hat? Is that what you
resist
said?
Resist all hats.
Oh, resist all? Yep,
yes,
resist all hats.
Justin boots and resist all hats.
That's a true cowboy there.
Yes, ma'am.
And your suit is cold.
Go ahead. We're going to stop interrupting you, Chandler.
Ma'am.
me and Cicely keep going over you. Go ahead. What did you say?
I got to cinch up with my resist all and Justin's on.
That's right. And you're also sponsored by Cinch, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Cinch Jeans and Shirt.
Cool beans. So you want to tell us any other sponsors that you have?
Yep. MGM Grand. Love it whenever you make finals. They hook me up there in Vegas and treat me right. And Bloomer Trailers.
Very cool. We appreciate them, too. It's nothing like sponsoring amazing athletes like Chandler. And, you know, it helps a whole lot, especially when you're in the situation you're in now. You know, I mean, you have no money coming in. You know, is there, you know, we always ask, you know, because the family, the rodeo family, the bull riding family, you know, the Western lifestyle family is always comes together, you know, to help you guys in anything you need. Is there anything that you need that we could help with?
Oh, no, ma'am. I mean, everything's great. My sponsors have been taking care of me. They did an awesome job. I mean, while I'm home.
Right.
It's been okay. Yeah. It's
awesome.
Fine. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, we always like to ask.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Now, tell us, I know winning last year at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo Rookie of the Year was probably one of your most proud moments in your career so far. Could you share with us, you know, this year up until, you know, your injury, what would you say was the most exciting moment for this year?
Well, I mean, yeah, that was very exciting. I mean, I haven't had a moment that's exciting as that this year, I don't say, but leading up to it, I mean, I was doing okay the first of the year. I didn't have any really big wins, but I was winning a little bit of money everywhere I went. But, I mean, I can't say really had a big, exciting moment this year.
Yeah.
I haven't really won anything big. It didn't really start off with a bang.
Right.
But
bless your heart.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's anything can get better. It's just going to get better. That's what I'm hoping.
Yep, that's right. Well, you know, this is a perfect example of how you can, you know, share with us and our listeners, you know, having this downtime, you know, what have you learned to do to just keep busy and keep focused on, you know, healing and moving forward?
Well, I mean, every day I've just been trying to walk or run my mile, and then started my underwater therapy. Like I said, I got to do it 3 times a week, and then Wednesday, actually, I have to fly out to go to Shawnee to sign some autographs up there at the IFYR and hand out a scholarship presentation. And then the 15th, I got to fly to Rock Springs, too, for the National High School Finals and sign autographs up there. So, for Cinch, so it's keeping me pretty busy while I'm on my off time.
Very cool. Now, are you doing any type of clinics, you know, I know not right this minute you're not since you're injured, but as far as any clinics that children could come to, you know, to be a part of learning technique from you?
I know the CVR has their bull riding schools. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Chris could say more on that, but us bull riders go to some of them CVR schools that Roach Hedeman's putting on and help out with all the students and stuff, so that'd be a good way. If that's when they could come.
And then the other place is the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund Thanksgiving Rodeo School.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That's in Mesquite. And that's always the weekend of Thanksgiving. And Chandler's been there the last three years. And, you know, it for people or, you know, kids that are trying to learn to ride, you know, I'm usually there. I mean, there's several of us girls that go and help cook and you know, it's just a great deal. It's, you know, for the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund, and it's pretty much the who's who of the NFR and the world champions, and like it's crazy to be there because it's barebacks, saddle bronc, bull riders, bullfighters, and pickup men that they do a school for there. And it is pretty crazy because, I mean, there's old world champions that come out of the woodworks that you haven't seen or heard from in years that come to that Thanksgiving school for the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund. And those funds, you know, go back. They present a check at the NFR to the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund, and that goes back, you know, to help the injured cowboys throughout the year, too. So for people who are looking at that, they actually have a website. You can Google it under Thanksgiving Rodeo School and our Justin Cowboy Crisis Thanksgiving Rodeo School. There's a website for it that's got all the information on there. And Chandler's usually there, and a lot of the other bull riders. I know J.W. Harris usually goes, and Tate Stratton. A lot of the guys go down there for that, and it's just a great opportunity and a great fellowship, and I mean, it's a really good school. Closer to time, I'll talk more about that, but Chandler usually attends that, so.
Cool.
I do.
Well, you know, we always like to promote outlets for those that are beginning this sport, because we always encourage those that enjoy this sport, that want to be a part of this sport, to be a part of it, but to know, you know, the importance of this, that it's not just, you know, play. You know, you guys are very serious about it, and this is what you do to make a living. And, you know, I think it's so important. And so I was just curious to know if you guys were, you know, being a part of anything like that. So that's awesome. I'm excited to learn more about that because I think it's important,
well,
you know, this sport's growing so much.
Yeah, and two, the great thing about that school is usually there's so many guys that are there helping teach the school that almost each student that's there gets one-on-one time with a well-known, you know, cowboy or contestant. And they do rotate and take turns, but it's kind of like they take a student under their wing and kind of guide them through that 3-day. It's a 3-day school. And, you know, it really is a neat experience. And, I mean, it's crazy because there's just a lot of people that come just to hang out and watch. And they actually have a rodeo that weekend also there where they're allowed to ride. But it's a great event. It's a lot of fun.
Very, awesome. A lot. Lots of fun.
A lot of fun.
Great time. Yeah, it's a great time,
actually. It is.
Well, you know, I've been talking to a lot of the professional athletes in the Western lifestyle, and so many of them tell me, you know, Christina, there are so many amazing athletes out there that you haven't even seen or heard about. They're not even in any of the organizations. I said, you know what? And I gave Cicely as an example today because we were talking about some, and I was like, you know, Cicely said the same thing about these guys coming up in the CBR as well, and look how high ranked they are. You know, Cicely, it's almost like you should be out there scouting the Cowboys. I'm serious.
That was a good topic.
I have a good scouter.
Yeah, I think it's just because I've been around so long, I kind of know and see. You know, Chandler, a funny story about that is Lyndall Hurst is kind of the one who kind of, you know, kept on telling us for all this time, you know, he'd be, you know, I think Chandler was about in diapers when he kept telling us, you know, oh, well, there's this boy coming up, and he's really going to be able to ride. And he was trying to get, I think, Chandler on the TV tour when he was probably 12 or 14 years old, and I was like, I'm not letting him on there, you know, yet, and two, he's so little, and he's like, I'm just telling y'all. We're like, we know. So we had to hold Chandler off till he was 18, but we knew he was going to be a superstar before he ever even came, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were almost like, I don't know how to say it, Chandler, but when you ride, you just have an amazing style about your riding, and you've got that go-getting attitude, and just I never see you not smiling. You're always smiling. Even when you buck off, you're smiling, you know? And that good attitude is what keeps you being on top, you know, that attitude you got. And that's awesome, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I just try to keep positive attitude and keep going at them. I mean, it's my riding style. I just try hard. I mean, I don't know what kind of style it is. I guess a little try makes you go a long ways is what Lyndall told me when I was a little kid, and that's all I did is try hard and stay in the middle.
Right. Now, hey, while you're at home, what are you eating? That's one of the questions here in our chat room.
Well, actually, I had my wisdom teeth pulled Friday morning at 8 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And I've been under twice in the past 10 days, so I haven't been able to get to eat much. Since Friday, I've been just like spaghetti and stuff that I can chew, mashed potatoes, stuff that
wow.
I haven't been able to really eat a steak like I want to.
He told me this morning he thought his wisdom teeth surgery was worse than his other surgery.
Oh, man, it is. I got to agree with you.
Terrible.
It's worse than having 6 kids.
Yeah, I had five wisdom teeth.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how. Crazy.
It's all that wisdom you have.
Yeah.
No wonder you're so wise.
Yeah.
And then they took it from you, huh?
I think so.
Hopefully they left some wisdom in there. Just not the pain. Okay, let's see. I was trying to catch up on some of this chat. Now, I want to remind everyone, if you want to call, there's a lot of callers on the line, but you have to press 1 to speak with the host. If you have a question for Chandler, I know the board here is lit up, but there's no green lights. I mean, over here, the little yellow lights. So you need to press 1 if you have a question or would like to speak with Chandler or wish him well or whatever. All you need to do is call in to 347-637-3485. And we want to thank Macy Anderson for asking those questions in chat. And also, you know, one thing that's so important, Chandler, is you know, how you guys feel being athletes of the CBR. Can you tell us a little bit, you know, we asked you this when you come on the show, but what really stands out for you about the CBR organization that you love so well?
It's a great organization, great people. Everybody that runs CBR are awesome people. They always take care of you, and they're always fun people to be around. It's just like family pretty much.
Right. And, I mean, it makes it easier for you guys as far as, you know, competing. You know, you call in. I don't see how Cicely does it all, but you call
in.
Yeah,
all we have to do is call Cicely. If you need anything, all you got to do is call Cicely.
And it's taken care of.
Yep, that easy.
Yeah, she's a guarantee. See, Cicely,
yep,
what will we do without you, honey? You got to take care of yourself. We need to put you in a glass house.
I do. I can burn the candles at both ends.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Chandler, your family is very important to you, and you stress that every time we talk to you. How have you been enjoying the family lifestyle, being at home a little bit more?
It's been good. I've got to hang out with my family a lot more. My mom and dad have been taking care of me since I've been home from my surgery. And me and my mom, since the day I got home, she's been walking with me every day a mile. We'd go walk around the park. So really enjoyed walking around the park with my mom every night. So that's great.
Awesome. That's cool. You know, family's very important, and that's one thing I want to stress on our show tonight is, you know, this sport is a family sport, and you guys are out there competing, and your families are rooting for you and cheering you on consistently, and you have an amazing fan base, by the way, and I want to invite all of our listeners, if you have not joined the Chandler Bounds official fan page on Facebook, make sure you do that, and is that the only way fans can stay in touch with you is on Facebook? Do you have Twitter yet, Chandler?
No, ma'am, I don't have Twitter.
We're not just Twittering Facebook yet?
We got to work on that.
Twitterly.
We're going to work on
that. Taught you that?
No.
I was calling you Twitterly.
We got to work on that. We may have to set him up at Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twitter. It's easy to do on your phone. It's kind of fun, you know. And Cicely's
right.
Learning the loops of that, aren't you, Cicely?
That's right.
Well, I guess everyone's being bashful tonight and don't want to talk on the phone, but you're more than welcome to call in if you have a question. We're going to be letting Chandler go in a few minutes. So is there anything you would like to share with us, Chandler, that you can share with us, either shout out to some of your buddies or talk about something in the sport of rodeo that you enjoy or dislike or any of that good stuff?
I enjoy everything in the sport of rodeo. There's nothing more fun than the sport of rodeo, I think.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank all my sponsors again, Cinch, Justin, MGM Graham, Bloomer Trailers. And thanks for everything in Resist All Hats. Thanks for everything they do.
That's right. And you can learn more about Chandler Bounds by visiting the CBR website at cbrbull.com. All you got to do is click under Riders and Bulls and type in his name. And you can learn everything you want to know about Chandler, at least everything he wants you to know.
That's right. There's lots to know.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck in healing, Chandler, and stay well and get healed completely, and we'll see you back out there on the rodeo circuit soon.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chandler.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. Good night.
Such a great, great guy. We can't call him a kid anymore.
Yes. We're calling baby boy all the time.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
He is, you know, one of those guys that, I mean, the fans, especially the girls, just fall for him. And, you know, he's just got a great personality. And, you know, I look for great things for him. And I look for him to be a world champion one of these days. He's still got lots of rodeo behind him, or ahead of him.
Ahead of him.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, he has
started an amazing
platform. Yeah, and I know he's a little disappointed that he's out, but he's got a lot of stuff in the works right now, too, even though he's not riding, that's going on. And, he'll be back, you know, in the next few weeks. He was a little disappointed. He was going to miss out on Cheyenne, but, you know, the main thing is, you know, you don't want to mess up your surgery. You had to have to go back in and have it done again and sit out longer. So he's playing it smart and going to sit at home. And actually, he's going to be in China. He's just not going to be riding. And we look for him to be back in August.
Yeah.
Being strong. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, you know, you know best, I mean, being in the medical field, that sometimes, you know, lack of making that, you know, right decision could cost you later on down the road. And so it's so important that you really get well and completely heal, you know.
Right. And that's what, you know, I mean, Cody Teal, you know, the good thing is, I mean, these young guys are playing it smart and realizing that, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to jeopardize, you know, their health and try to, whereas, you know, some of them, I've seen, you know, many of them come back too early or keep trying to ride while they're hurt. And, you know, that's one thing I try to, you know, remind these guys too, especially in the CBR, because, you know, most of our cinch events, you know, it's not only that they're paying fees, but those contractors are paying big fees to enter their bulls for the bull team competition. And, you know, you don't want to go spend $5,000 on a bull entry fee and have a contestant on your bull that's hurt and just, you know, jump off or not be able to try their best too. So, you know, I have to remind them a lot of times, some of the guys, you know, just remember that it's not only you paying fees, it's the contractor paying fees too. And, you know, not only are you trying to win, but they're trying to win too. And, you know, you need to be healthy and be on top of your game. So but sometimes I have to remind them that quite frequently, because sometimes some of them stay out and party late at night and come in the next day and don't give it the best effort that they have. So I try to remind them of that quite frequently, just for the contractor's sake, you know, too. So,
right. Well, hey, I was going to ask you, Cicely, before we start on the CBR headlines and all the fun stuff that happened in near my hometown over there by Giddings, Texas.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, you know, there's been so much talk about the Reno Rodeo and about the horse being shocked with a shocker. I'm just curious, and I really wanted to mention this because I knew you could tell about it. You know, there are people out there that do that, and you know, it's sad to know that. But what does the CBR do to prevent that from happening?
Well, you know, I mean, with anything, I mean, you know, there's the animal rights activists that are out there, and you know, that part of the country, you know, they're pretty bad about watching that, you know, and even, you know, more so that, you know, the calf roping and the team roping get, you know, the bad end of things a lot of times, because, you know, it's the people that, oh, they see the calf get jerked down, you know, or whatever. But, you know, they have to look at the whole picture of, you know, of everything. And, you know, I've got, you know, a different opinion on it, I'm sure, than the animal rights activists do. But, I mean, this is what, you know, we do. It's part of our lifestyle in rodeo. And, I mean, they are wild animals, you know, with those bucking horses and the bulls, too. And, you know, we try to encourage most everyone, you know, as far as contractor-wise, you know, not to use the hot shots or, the handheld, you know, hot shots, but I mean, sometimes you just have to use them to get the animal to, you know, in the right position or to get them to move or to buck. But we usually don't, most of our guys, no one uses those. And, but I mean, it's like with anything, I mean, you know, it's not just a sport of rodeo. I mean, if you look at the whole picture of things, I mean, you know, they do things like that with dogs and you know, other animals. And, it's just part of the rodeo business. I mean, you look at how many times they buck a horse and how many times that they rope a calf and
right.
how many times. I mean, you know, at some point in the game, I mean, animals are going to be, you know, hurt. I mean, it's just like you driving a car down the road or riding a bicycle mm-hmm. and falling off.
Right.
I mean, you know, things are going to happen, and you know, some people just try to find the, you know, the bad in everything and cause trouble, and you know, it's not injuring the animal, you know, by shocking them. Of course, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure they'd say, well, how would you like to be shocked? Yeah, I wouldn't like to be shocked. But, I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, that's just part of how things work. For the majority of it, though, and for, you know, in the CBR, I mean, you hardly ever see any of the guys, you know, our contractor bunch, use that. But, too, I mean, a lot of the bulls that they use are a lot of the ones that they raise and kind of train, and they're a little more on the, not that they're a pit, but they're a little more on the calm side than, you know, than the wild horse side, you know.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I was just curious, like, if one of your stock contractors are using the prods, do you guys have, you know, rules against it or no?
We don't, you know, find that we're not big, fine, happy group of people like, you know, the PRCA finds people a lot and, you know, some of the organizations find people a lot. We try to stay away from fining because, I mean, that just, you know, to me that just, you know, brings up more issues. And pretty much if you let everybody know what your rules are and you're very open and upfront about it, then they don't. I'm not saying that there's never one around because, I mean, I know all of the contractors usually carry them or have them on hand,
right.
You know, in their vehicle or in their trailers or whatever. But as far as them using them most of the time, no, we don't. And we don't find them. They're you know, they are asked not to use them.
Right.
And especially, you know, on TV, I mean, it's just not, you know, a good thing. But like I said, for the majority of it, we don't have that issue and have that problem with them because
right.
most of the bulls that come to our events, you know, have been, you know, a lot of them have been trained at training facilities, you know, I mean, in the bucking bull business these days,
right.
You know. And so we just don't have that bigger problem with them. So,
yeah, you have the professional stock contractors.
That's right.
That's what we call them.
we just try to be friendly to everyone with,
yeah.
You know, love and peace.
Yeah, and I mean, that's awesome because, you know, you guys are such an upstanding organization. And, you know, I really believe that the stock contractors feel the same way that you guys feel about them. You know, when you're bringing your stock to the CBR, we want the best, you know, and they want to provide the best. And so I think that's a great
right.
way of looking at it, and I'm glad you shared that with us. But I wanted to – that's been a topic of interest in our chat room, and
yes,
it's also
it
been
has
a topic
been.
Of interest. So, you know, I wanted
yes,
to really approach that on a CBR level because you guys are a professional organization. So I appreciate
right.
you sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's talk Texas. You was up down by my hometown of Belleville, near – Belleville, I say. I'm in Giddings, Texas, and I heard it was
blast. I was in Giddings. First time that the CBR has been on a stop in Giddings, Texas, and it was a great event. We had a packed crowd, the Josh Abbott in concert, and Trey Benton came in off of a 4th of July run of winning about 10,000 and came in and was the only guy to cover two bulls, moved up a couple of spots in our cinch world standings. That was actually the last event for the guys to qualify for the CBR World Finals in Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of changes, really. Trey jumped up a few spots in the world standings, and the Luis Rowe ended up riding one bull, and Josh bucked off. So it's still you know, it's going to come down to those two guys for the world championship at Cheyenne, and it's going to, you know, basically depend on who outrides who there in Cheyenne. So that's going to be interesting. It will be one of the two guys there that you know, win the world championship. Gustavo's out hurt. I've been on the phone today confirming all the contestants, so we should have a press release out by Wednesday on the CBR website of the confirmed contestants that will be there at Cheyenne competing for the world finals. You know, we've got a few guys that are out with injury, of course, Chandler, Gustavo Pedrero, and a couple other guys that are out. Clayton Fultine is still out. He did not get released from the doctor and will not come back until probably here on South Dakota in August. So, lots of things going on. We haven't got everything posted yet for Cheyenne. We're finalizing autograph appearances and schedules, but everything will kick off on Saturday night on the July the 21st, and that will be the Western Wishes 8 Seconds to Glory Gala. All the money goes to the Western Wishes Foundation for that that event. Mm-hmm. And several of us will be there for that event. Of course, Tuff will be there. Luke Perry will be in town. Several of the cast members from the movie 8 Seconds will be at that event. So that's going to be a big event. And for people who are looking for more information on that, they can find that article that was just posted on the CBR website at cbrbull.com about that. And then on Sunday, July 22nd, we are having an awards presentation at 4 o'clock in the hospitality tent there on the Cheyenne Fairgrounds. And then at 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday night, we are having the presentation of the riders and the Calcutta. So each contestant that made the World Finals will be introduced from number 40 to number one position. And so that'll be a fun little event, open to the public. Anybody can come meet their favorite rider and get autographs and pictures and whatever else with that. So that'll be a fun event. I think Merle Haggard's playing later on that night at CFD.
It costs is basically the entry fee to get in, Cheyenne.
Yeah, just the parking to get in. That event, there's no cost to that presentation of the riders event. At on Sunday, it's free and open to the public. It's at their hospitality tent. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And
that's
then,
only 13 days away, guys.
I know. And then I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm not paper ready, but I'm ready. of course, on Monday and Tuesday, which will be July 23rd and 24th, 8 o'clock p.m. at the Cheyenne Frontier Days Park Fairgrounds. We will have CBR World Championship Bull Riding. Monday night will be a round, and then Tuesday night will be a second go-round and the short round, and that will be also the Million Dollar Bull Team World Finals, and we'll crown a world champion bull and a world champion on Tuesday the 24th.
How exciting. And so basically the top 40 bull riders will be there.
Yes,
correct?
That is correct. And
now Will Clayton, which is the 2011 CBR world champion, will he be there signing autographs?
Clayton will be in Cheyenne. His brother-in-law, which will be making our finals, Cooper Davis, who we've had on a few weeks ago.
Right.
Cooper has made the National High School Finals, which is in Sheridan, Wyoming, which is the week prior to Cheyenne. It ends on Saturday, and they will make their way to Cheyenne for Sunday, the 21st. So, yeah, they'll be there.
Awesome.
Yep.
Very cool.
So he just didn't get released from the doctor yet. He thought he might, but he said he wanted to be well and healthy and ready to contend for the 13 season. And, you know, we start back only less than 2 weeks from the time we end Cheyenne in Castle Rock, Colorado, on August the 9th, I believe. And so he said he, you know, planned on – see, what he actually won that event last year, Clayton did. So he said if he wasn't ready for that event, he would for sure be back by here on South Dakota, which is August, 28th and 29th, at the South Dakota State Fair. So, and, of course, we'll be talking more about that. You know, our main focus right now is Cheyenne and our World Finals coming up. So
that's right. How exciting.
So yes,
much fun.
History
in the making, 13 days away.
That's right. We are excited. We're ready to be there. And, you know, it's just a privilege for us to be able to partner with CFD and you know, be there, you know, just with, I mean, you know, history at the whole Cheyenne in itself is, you know, there's so much history there. If nobody's ever been, you know, they've got the fair and they have their, you know, their concerts, their rodeos, they have the Navajo scene where they, you know, do their Indian setup. I mean, it's just so much going on. They have the Cheyenne Museum there. I mean, it's crazy. There's so much going on, you never do it all in one day.
Right. Well, are you leaving out that Wednesday?
I am. I will be in Cheyenne starting next week. I'll leave out on Thursday. I'll be there for a week. So.
Okay. Well, John, my husband, is going to be there on Thursday, I believe. He's going to be with Rodney Atkins, and I was like,
after hours. Yeah, I'll be coming back because I'll be out there for a week. I have to go in ahead of time, so.
Okay. Well, I already told him to hook you up with some tickets and introduce you to everybody because I knew you were going to be there. So I didn't know if you were going to head back home. But if you are going to be there on Thursday, make sure you call me so I can connect you guys. And
I will.
And let y'all all meet.
That's cool.
Anyway, any injury updates?
No, I think everybody pretty much, I mean, you know, that's the injury stuff. Yeah, you know, Cody Teal, I think he's smoked them over the 4th of July and won about 20 or 25,000. And you know, I talked to Artie and those guys today. Steve Woolsey's still been having a little issue. He's just not had a very good year, been out with surgery, came back, and then now he's fighting a growing issue himself. But pretty much, I mean, most of the guys are you know, pretty healthy. Chandler and Gustavo are the only two right now that I know of that are going to be out and not competing with us due to injury. So everybody so far is good to go, and most of them had a good 4th of July run. I know, you know, most of them didn't end up having. Clint Craig, I know, has been out hurt, took a few weeks off, but he did confirm today he would be at Cheyenne. So I think everybody that's kind of been out and, you know, on the sidelines will be back besides those two guys.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier in the show that August 29th would be setting off the 2013 year, right?
Yes.
CBR.
Yes.
That's going to be on a Wednesday and a Thursday. That's different.
That's correct. We always do that event in conjunction with the South Dakota State Fair in Huron.
Mm-hmm.
It kicks off the South Dakota State Fair there in Huron. It's always a great event, and they pack it out. It's so much fun. And so, yep, that'll be our first inch event for the 2013 season.
Very cool. So mark that in your calendars to be there. And you guys also have the Horizon Series in August. Is that also beginning the 2013 CBR Horizon Series? Okay.
Yes, it does. As soon as Cheyenne's over, anything after that will be starting our 2013 season. So not long to finish everything and start the new year back over. So
yeah, wow, can't believe it.
Yeah.
The year has went by so fast. Now, we have all been enjoying the Fox Sports Network each Sunday with CBR. What can we be looking forward to this Sunday?
Let's see. This Sunday coming up, I'm trying to think. This past week was Las Vegas, and we went, I believe it should be Lafayette, maybe.
Okay.
I think, or maybe, but no, it's not. It's Bossier City, or Lafayette. I can't remember. Somewhere in Louisiana, maybe.
It's a Cajun weekend this weekend, so it's going to be a party for sure.
If I don't have a calendar in front of me, it's hard for me to keep up. But some of the people, you know, have posted about, they hadn't been able to view. It depends on, you know, Fox has so many different regions, so it depends on what region you're in as to when it airs. You know, the allotted time is supposed to be 6 o'clock p.m., but, of course, that's been shifted. And if the Rangers go into 13 or 14 innings like they did last night here in the southwestern region that we're in, then, you know, you don't get to view it very much of the show. But they do re-air it different times during the week in the regions. And so, and they will be replaying everything once Cheyenne, they play through everything from Cheyenne, then they will replay all the events on Fox Sports Network again through November. So,
okay, well,
every Sunday,
one of our CBR
Sundays, CBR
go ahead, Cicely.
No, I was just saying, every Sunday through November, it'll be CBR on Fox Sports Network. So,
very cool. One of the CBR fans just mentioned that the next airing will be Bossier City, Louisiana, because they're very excited about the following weekend, which will be the George Paul Memorial in Del Rio. So they're excited about that.
Oh, there you go. See, I can't even keep up. We've gone so many places, I don't even know. I literally have to have a calendar in front of me to know where I'm going.
Well, thank you, fans, for keeping us in touch.
For keeping me straight.
It's hard living backwards.
That's right. It is. You're exactly right.
Oh, that's
it
funny.
Is. It
well,
is.
At least the fans are on board and they keep us involved.
I'm glad. I love interaction.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you guys have also been honoring some amazing American heroes. And this past week, because, you know, we all celebrated July 4th. And this weekend we were able to see, you know, each show shows the American hero on, you know, the broadcast. And this past Sunday, I believe, was it this past Sunday Troy was on there? I can't remember. I think it was. One of the great guys. But I just think that's phenomenal how you guys give back at each performance of a CBR, you know, and I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, we team up with Henry Rifles, and, you know, we honor a veteran at every Cinch televised event, and you know, they get a Henry Rifle, and so does the winner of each event, of the Cinch event. So it's a pretty cool partnership with Henry Rifles. Of course, we appreciate them for everything they do, and just to honor those veterans, and, you know, it's pretty awesome to be there at a live event and see that presentation happen, and you know, you look around and, you know, people on their feet yelling, and you know, it's just, you know, brings a tear to your eye for, you know, what they do for us, you know, to be able to do what we can do. So that's pretty awesome. We always thank our troops, and you know, always dedicate every one of our events to them prior to the start of the show. So
that's right, and giving back is so amazing, and you guys do so much of that, so we want to thank you.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Oh, that's
thank
awesome.
You.
Well, you know, Fort Worth Stockyards every Friday night. Does that continue as well?
They're still having CBR events every Friday night at Cowtown Coliseum, and then Billy Bob's on the weekend. So that's still CBR sanctioned every week. Yep. So if anybody wants to see any action down in the Fort Worth Stockyards, they can go to Cowtown Coliseum or go check out Pam and Billy over at Billy Bob's.
That's right. And well, you know what? There one a fan just threw a question up, and I had it on my agenda here to ask you. But will the Cheyenne Frontier Days be live streamed?
It will not be live streamed. For that event, it's really hard unless you've been there to see the whole gist of everything happening. They have a live rodeo every day at 1:00. And as soon as that rodeo is over, which is usually around 4 p.m., then it's, I mean, volunteers come out of everywhere along with our entire crew. And it's pretty amazing to see the whole entire setup. They set up a brand new WW arena, our full setup, in front of the Cheyenne setup shoot. Because, of course, we have a smaller arena for the bull riding, because if you haven't been to Cheyenne, their arena is huge. So they set up a smaller arena. And, I mean, from ground up, they had it set up in an hour and 15 minutes last year. So they had to set it up as soon as the rodeo's over and then break it back down after the CBR bull riding's over, then get ready for rodeo again the next day at 1:00, and then reset up the arena again after the rodeo is over at 4:30 for the bull riding again, and then break it back down. So it's pretty crazy to see it all happen.
Right, yeah.
Really crazy. You know, thank goodness for all the great volunteers that they have there with CFD and all the great people and their committee there. They're amazing. But it for the live stream, they have to run so many wires and have so much hookup, and there's just not enough time with the way that setup is to set that up to live stream it. But we will be posting results live from the event on Facebook and on CBRBull.com under the event as soon as it happens. So.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing just to sit there and watch. Not that I get to sit there and watch them, but I did get to see parts of it. Just to see the whole entire setup and tear down as quick as they do it with the, as many volunteers as I've got. It's pretty awesome.
I know. I wish they could do, like, you know how they film it and then they run it
they
real fast.
They did in quick time. They do have it on. They do have it on camera. Yes, they
That's
do.
Cool. That's
yeah.
cool. I love
they
that because it's so amazing
yeah.
how it all just kind of pieces together
yeah.
like a puzzle. But you
it,
guys
it
have
does.
Such an amazing crew that you guys just know how to put it with your eyes closed. You know, they just
we
know
do.
How
we
work.
Do. We do. Yeah, and, you know, I just want to mention that we did post information about a fund for one of our livestock director in the back, Robert Williamson, that's worked for us forever. His daughter got crashed into in a grand entry this past weekend in Oklahoma, and the person that ran into her knocked her off her horse into a fence and ended up giving her a head injury, a little brain bleed, and fractured her pelvis. And she was airlifted to Tulsa Children's and was there in ICU for 3 days. And anyway, she's back in Tyler now doing physical therapy. She's better. But anyway, didn't have any health insurance. And, you know, she's a young child or whatever, so we had set a fund up in case anybody wanted to donate $1 or $5 or whatever to them, because he doesn't have any health insurance, just to help out with the hospital costs. So, but she is doing better, and she's up walking with a walker, and is going to be okay. It's just a long process, but, you know, I mean, that's what we do to help each other out. And so, you know, we set that up, and that information's on the CBR Facebook page and web.
And also on Cutting Up Radio, that's right.
Yes, thank okay. you. I saw that. Thank you. Yes.
Awesome. Always giving back. You guys rock.
Yeah. Other than that, I think that's about it. We're just kind of gearing up. We'll be on, I'll have somebody on next Monday leading up to Cheyenne, and we'll give everybody all the final rundown for then. And then obviously the next week we won't be on because we'll be having CBR action at Cheyenne Frontier Days that night.
Right. Yay!
Yay!
It'll be crazy and fun.
That's right. So, anyway, or we can pre-record a quick little show early that day or something. We'll see.
Yeah. That's cool. Whatever works for you, honey. You know, I'm here for you guys.
That's right. We can give a rundown of what happened so far up until that point, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. That'll be
Never
cool.
Never know.
Well,
yeah.
We want to invite our listeners to make sure that you check out Evan Williams Bourbon by visiting their website at evanwilliams.com. They are an amazing sponsor of the CBR, and each week on CBR Mondays, we try to shout out to one of the amazing sponsors on the CBR because we want them to know that we appreciate them being a sponsor of the CBR, who provides us amazing entertainment, and thanks to the athletes who do this for a living. We just have so much fun watching, and we're just praying for everybody out there that's traveling, and everyone has a safe trip, and, you know, all that good stuff. And I know you're going to be traveling too.
That's right, always.
No news for Texas women next season?
We're still just waiting.
Praying.
Tell everybody they have up to 6 months to let us know from the last episode. So we're just reminding everybody to keep hounding CMT and tell them that they want to see more Texas women, and we'll see what they say. Who knows?
Well, hey, one of the fans was just on here saying we want to see reruns. Why don't they play reruns of Texas women?
I have no idea. They can still watch the episodes on CMT.com under the TV and click on Texas women, and all the episodes on there, and you can watch them online. I don't know. I've had a ton of people ask me, why don't they replay them? And I said, I don't know.
I know. That's what the fans are saying right now in the chat room.
Tell them to go to tell CMT on their Facebook. Send them, post them a message. You know, the more they hear from us, the better. So.
That's right. And they got to hear from the fans, you know. And
that's right.
And I think,
that's right.
I think many of us, and until you told us and several of the other ladies told us, I was guilty of it because I have all, you know, all my children have a TV in their room, which is six TVs, plus we have the one in the media room and the living room. And so we set the TiVos, which we call TiVos, but they're DVRs, on all of our TVs. And until you told us to turn our TV on, we didn't do it. And so they didn't get the ratings for that. And that sucks.
Well, you know, the ratings were, I mean, you know, were there. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, I don't really know what they're wanting, you know, as far as TNT goes. I know they're gearing toward a lot of redneck shows, but who knows? Maybe they'll bring us back. I just keep telling everybody that asks, just go tell them that you want to see us again, and maybe they'll let us know. I think they're going to hold us out till the 6 months is up and then let us know. Who knows?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they kind of brought us back and started filming. They could come to Vegas and get a lot of this Texas woman, because I'm like a crazy woman out there running around during the
NFL. Are so much right. I hate Cicely, and I love all the other girls, but you made the show this year. I'm serious. It was so much fun to watch, is because you were always in there doing your thing. And you know what the really cool thing is? You didn't change for nobody. You were always yourself, period.
That's
if you didn't like something, you told them. And if you did, you loved it, you know? And I think
that's
amazing, you know? And,
I'm just
you
me.
Made the show.
I just me. And that's what I told them. I was like, but I think, you know, it'd be really neat if they did, you know, come back and started filming out there, because, I mean, you know, I'm, for one, am involved in so much stuff out there. I've, you know, have, you know, a booth set up out there where I sell every, you know, all of our stuff. There's three of us in there. And then not only that, we help Tracy Hedeman. I help her and Stacey Custer with the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund style show. And, you know, not only is there, you know, secretary meetings, and I mean, it's just, it's crazy out there what all I have going on out there, you know.
And that, and, you know, now that you mentioned that, I want to let everyone know that is the most exciting event out there in Vegas. And Tracy and all of you do such an amazing job, and bless Tracy's heart, she does not get enough credit for what she does. I mean, she has raised over $2 million, over probably $3 or $4 million by now, but she has raised millions of dollars for the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund, and she is consistently every year bringing more and more and more. And just, she's an amazing person, and she, here we go again, giving back.
Crazy. A lot goes into that event, and each year it gets bigger and bigger. And I mean, we you know, are there at the crack of dawn, the morning of the style show, and you know, by the end, you know, each year we think, oh, you know, we're not going to raise as much as we did last year, and it just keeps you know, getting to be bigger and bigger. And so if anybody's in Vegas, that's always a fun event to attend, you know. So yep, we're there running around just wild and crazy.
Well, is Cowboy Crossroads going to be there this year?
Oh, yeah. I am actually Tracy Hedeman, myself, and another girl are in a booth together. So, oh, yeah, we're there.
Cool. Awesome.
We'll be at the convention center.
Great.
Thanks.
Yay. And, hey, there's going to be a lot of new things coming. It's so exciting. I know I can't say nothing, but it's going to be a lot of neat things at the convention center this year, and it's going to be new additions. You're not, oh gosh, I'll be glad when I can speak words to it, because it speaks volumes. But it's so much fun. I can't wait to share it with you guys.
Well,
Vegas is going to rock this year, bigger than ever. So,
it's
but
always
anyway,
fun. We'll be there for 16 days or 17 days. So, yep.
Awesome. All right, Cicely. Well, as usual, it's always great to have you on the show co-hosting, and you're an amazing co-host. And I also want to invite all of our listeners to make sure you're following Cicely on Facebook, as well as her Cowboy Crossroads page, and she's a Twitterer.
That's right. I got it.
And hey,
all.
her Twitter volume is going up, so start Twittering. I love Twitter because it's so easy on the iPhone to go just Twitter than it is
to
go to Facebook, you know?
Right. It is. You're right.
But anyway,
so,
well, thank you so much.
All
right. For joining
you
us.
Guys have a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
All right,
hon.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, well, thank you so much for joining us this evening right here on Cutting Up Radio for CBR Mondays. Make sure you check out the CBR website at cbrbull.com. Stay up to date with all the amazing schedules and events that they have coming up. You are not going to want to miss 13 more days until these guys are in Cheyenne. And if you're available and able to make that family vacation for the summer, what a great place to be with lots of fun things out there in Cheyenne. Now, you can check out the Cheyenne Frontier Days website as well at Cheyenne. I believe it's Cheyenne Frontiers. I'm so bad with this, guys. I'm so sorry, but I believe it's Cheyenne. Hold on, I'm going to tell you. I think it's CF. Yes, cfdrodeo.com. I didn't want to mention it without checking it. So it's cfdrodeo.com. So make sure you check the concert tickets and schedules and events, rodeo tickets, the CBR tickets, the packages. They have amazing packages for you to come on out and enjoy the fun. Truly is going to be a lot of fun in Cheyenne this year, with the first ever since CBR World Championship being held at the event. So it's so exciting. Also, I want to remind you guys to check out the CBR store as well. They've added some new, really, really neat apparel as well. And tonight, our winner of the T-shirt that we are giving away this evening is, let me see here, Macy Anderson. You won the new Championship Bull Riding the Road to Cheyenne T-shirt. So make sure you contact us. You could send your email to information@cuttinupradio.com, and we will get your T-shirt mailed out to you. So thanks again for supporting the CBR show here on Cutting Up Radio. We appreciate all of you. CBR has amazing fans. Thank you guys for being in chat tonight. I had a lot of fun in chat. And also make sure you check out our friends over at Evan Williams Bourbon at their website at evanwilliams.com, and also on Facebook. They have a great Facebook page as well, so make sure you check that out. And we will be here on Wednesday with Tammy Webster with Bull Riding Fan Connection. She is going to be having two bull riders on her show. And hold on, because I'm so slow with this here. Let me get all the information. Tammy hasn't posted it yet on Cutting Up Radio, but I will get it for you. It is, she has so much stuff on her page, guys. If you get an opportunity, make sure you check out the Bull Riding Fan Connection Facebook page as well, and like Tammy's page. She has so much information and great reporting. She is a rock star at this stuff. The Bull Riding Fan Connection show with Cody Wood and Hadley Miller this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Time. You can call into the show and ask questions and join Tammy on her Bull Riding Fan Connection show each and every Wednesday here on Cutting Up Radio. We truly enjoy her and what she brings to all of our friends here on Cutting Up Radio. And thanks for showing your love to her by liking her Facebook page. She's over 2,000 friends, so we're grateful for that. And we keep moving on up as well, and it's all because of you guys listening and supporting Cutting Up Radio, your Western lifestyle connection. So thanks again for joining us here on Cutting Up Radio, and we will see you on Wednesday evening. Now, this next song that we're going to, this song that we're going to play to close out our show is a great song by Eric Church. It's Springsteen, and it's been ranked up there at the top 10 country music countdown Billboard. And it's a great song. So we're going to close out the show tonight with Eric Church, Springsteen, and have a great evening. And thanks for joining us here on Cutting Up Radio. Check us out at cuttingupradio.com and also on our Facebook and Twitter page. Good night, everyone.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn, discount shades, store-bought tank, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17, I think about my old G, I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack. what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drum you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit phone in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Springsteen.
Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to CBR Mondays on Cutting Up Radio.